The ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel has taken a heavy human toll in Iran and some in the Israel. How could this conflict affect Pakistan? Iran, after all, is one of the four neighbors of Pakistan. The other three are Afghanistan, China, and India. It is only with China that Pakistan has good relations. It is cooperating with Beijing in several areas, including defense production. Pakistan is also partnering with China to build a regional communication network. That Israel was well informed about the targets that it hit resulted in the deaths of Mohammad Bagheri, the chief Iranian military staff, and three other top military generals. Israel has also assassinated two top nuclear scientists. It is obvious that the Jewish state was helped by those Iranian who oppose the clerics' regime in their country. As one observer put it, when the senior people in Tehran meet, you can't be sure whether the person sitting next to you works as a spy for Israel. When the Israelis began their campaign against Tehran on June 13, it was obvious that the targets hit were well selected, with information coming from those who worked as spies for the Jewish state. Video footage from Tehran confirmed the precision of the attacks, showing one floor of an apartment building hit, for example, but not others. The hit apartment housed the person the Israelis wished to kill. Even after the devastating attacks in Lebanon on Hezbollah, a Tehran ally that had a large supply of armaments meant to be used against Israel, Tehran has not lost all of its allies. The Al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen may pose a special danger for those who are supporting Israel and the latter's activities in the Middle East. It is likely to pose a special danger to Israeli supporters. The group is headed by Asa bin Saad bin Atef al-Awlaki, who posted a chilling video. The video named several people who should be targeted for assassination. These included President Donald Trump, Vic President J.D. Vance, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and former DOD chief Elon Musk. "There are no red lines after all that has been happening to our people in Gaza," he said in the message. According to the Jerusalem Post, an Israeli newspaper, Awlaki urged all Muslims in America and Europe to make sure there is not a single safe place in the world for Jews. David Ignatius, who contributes to the Washington Post, wrote in his column published by the newspaper on June 14, 2025, "Israel's tactical mastery is unquestionable. But in this latest assault on Iran, as in earlier campaigns in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen, Israel appears to have given relatively little thought to its day-after ambitions. Does Israel seek regime change in Iran, to permanently bend Iran away from its revolutionary course?" That appears to be Netanyahu's message in a June 13, 2025, televised pitch to the Iranian people. "This is your opportunity to stand and let your voices be heard," he said.